Matthew, he didn't quite touch them without losing their temper. You said
that. Well, it's a high temper, the high strung. I've heard that, high temper, the high strung.
High strung.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him call them touchy?
Yeah, yeah. That you can't say nothing. You know what? This flies all over them. Just nervous disposition kind.
Mm-hmm. Now, a person like that, now, if you do try to tease them, they're liable to get real
mad.
Now, somebody, if people were in a burning house, there was a lot of, somebody might say, well, just keep, didn't want the people to get scared, they'd say, just keep
calm.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you've worked all day, you might come in and say, I'm really
tired.
And if you were just real, real tired, you'd say, I'm all...
I've heard that pooped out.
Yeah.
I've heard that a lot.
All pooped out.
Yeah.
Would they ever say, talking about, I'm all worn out?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Say, I'm just all...
Yeah, my sister and talk to him sometimes. They say, oh, I'm just pooped out. I'm just glad to get to sit down. Yeah, I've heard that word used a lot.
Now, if a person was well yesterday and today they're not well, you'd say,
sick.
They must have.
Be sick or something.
Would you say they got sick or took sick?
Well, I think took sick. Would
took
that be
sick
better?
Would be more. Now, if they were gonna, somebody was sick and they'd say, well, he's sick now, but he'll be able to get up.
In a few days, I've heard that expression.
In a few days. How about by and by? Would they ever use that?
Yeah, I've heard that used too.
Now, somebody, like especially in the wintertime, somebody was kind of sitting in a draft, you'd say, now, you better be careful or you're going to...
Catch cold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or take cold.
Now, if a person did take cold and it affected their voice.
Have sore throat.
And their voice, if it sounded like this, you'd say their voice.
Hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be hoarse.
And if, sometime if you were, sitting in a chair, like, well, maybe getting close to your bedtime, and you might kind of start going like this, and say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
drowsy.
And you say, now tomorrow at 6 o'clock, I'll, like if you're going to go.
Yeah, but I have to get up, you know, at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get up early.
Like if somebody came to see you, if they came to see your husband some morning and he's still in bed, you say, he's still sleeping, I'll have to go.
Wake him up.
Do you have to use an alarm clock or do you?
Well, no, we used to though. Now, we used to when we wanted to go fishing, something like that, we'd set the alarm. Then we were afraid we'd oversleep and we wouldn't be ready when they could rest of us and came by all to get together.
But otherwise, yourself,
we don't ever use.
You don't have to
don't have to set the alarm. Like Miss Carter, she wound the clock the other day and it rang. And she got up with the phone and hollered, hello. Hollered, hello. And I was laying there. I said, Lucy, that was the clock. She said, well, I know it's a telephone.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I think she's kind of drowsy.
If a person cannot hear anything at all, you'd say that person's just
deaf.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Taylor had been working real hard all day, he might, especially on a hot day, come in and take his wet shirt off and say, look how.
Well, the judge said the shirt just wet with sweat. You know what he says, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or perspired, you know.
But a man would probably say, instead of saying, look how I perspired, a man would probably say, look how I